This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, it's actually an extension of the Good Day program. The next hour is devoted to the talk radio countdown, the list of the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week, the week of August 15th to the 19th. Here to discuss the stories, the top 10 stories of the week and the top 10 people as we have time and as we can get to them is Jennifer Horn, doing mornings in KRLA and formerly, and perhaps who knows, in where this goes in the future, but at any rate, she's been with me for a long time, and we've been waltzing together, strolling down memory lane for 17 years or so, since she was
I was in a stroller.
Going through, yeah, right. Walking through the park one day. Also, Jay Kirshner is here with us to talk about what it is that has gone on this past week in conversation, including we'll have the overview of a lot of the conversation from your point of view. We'll be going through the comments from social media, etc. The list starts at number 10. From Talkers, the focus on Roe v. Wade still. I think that's going to go away. Immigration, that's been a sort of perennial. Is that the right word, perennial? Perennial is going, ongoing, right? Keeps going? Yeah. I'm trying to figure how this got into the countdown. I mean, basically, the last three, the 8, 9, and 10 position, are not fillers, placeholders, but they're things that we always are talking about. And 8 is race relations and Black Lives Matter and stuff. I don't find myself talking about that much on our program, Jay. I don't think we've talked about it at all. I don't think we've... Immigration is one of my hot-button issues, but it isn't something that we've talked about a lot. The weather and the climate, that's being pushed, that agenda... In my mind, and I'd be very interested to hear from the two of you and also listeners on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and Twitter, Good Day On Air. I think that the climate change thing is being pushed so hard by the Biden administration, so hard by certain manufacturers, so hard by the advocates. It's almost, I've referred to it as a religion because people get on this and, I was talking to somebody yesterday.
People get addicted to this.
Right. Who was it that I was talking to? I don't remember. Somebody connected to my farming world who was talking about what we have to do to change the reality that we're in. It's like, this is news. Like, yesterday this just started. This has been going on. What's happening has been going on since the planet matured, frankly. And then we haven't done anything to help it. We've probably heard it with our burning of fossil fuel. But you know what I resent? I resent people trying to make me feel guilty because I drive a big car that uses gas. You know what?
Well, it's none of my... The question is how much, if you didn't, what would be the difference on the planet? And that's the thing, is that for so many people, because it becomes like a religion, they think that we have all of this control, when the truth is, even the most extreme measures only lower the heat on the planet by like 0.00000001.
Right.
You have to have everybody in the world cooperate at the same time for it to even be effective. And do you think China and India care about this stuff right now? No, they're the top polluters. So believe in personal responsibility, but you can't dump everything out at all costs. You know, it's like to think that everybody's going to be able to drive an electric vehicle by next month is just stupid. When in California, where I live, we've had flex alerts going on because they can't keep the power grid on when it gets hot outside.
Yeah, and how much more power does the charging station use to charge up the electric car? That's a question that has not been answered by any of the so-called experts.
And even just to manufacture these vehicles, how much output of pollution is going out there?
Well, they're going to make cars anyway, but
how much
just
marries us even more to China, which is ready to eat our lunch and already doing so. You have to rely on them for all of these components. I mean, it was kind of a joke in the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which was just signed this week and is one of the stories on the chart. It's that your all of these electric vehicles, if you get one, you get some sort of tax credit if they don't have a component in them made by China. But all of these vehicles have stuff that's made in them by China. And the more we push for the green energy, the more you have to rely on them for the precious metals or rare earth minerals or whatever the heck they call them, and all the stuff that they drill for only in those areas of the world. And then we're just more embedded with a country that wants to kill us.
And that's true also when you get to number six, the Ukrainian war. Many of the things that we use in industry in our country and around the world have the stuff that they manufacture in Ukraine. For whatever the reason, they have the purest steel production. The steel is better produced there than anywhere else on the planet. I don't know whether it's because of the minerals that are in the ground, whatever it is, but that's part of what the Russians want. They're not telling you that, but they want the manufacturing capabilities that the Ukraine has been able to devise and develop since they were extracted, or they extracted themselves from the USSR. So, and it's just, it's more of the same go round. In a moment, I want to continue to talk about number six, the war and Putin's bridge. If you don't know about that, we'll tell you the story after this.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Coming up to 15 past the hour, the charts, our focus here from the Good Day program, Jay Kirshner from KRLA in Los Angeles, Jennifer Horn, I'm Doug Steffen. The number six item this week is the war and the bridge. This is a very interesting story. It goes back to when, remember Jennifer, when you and I talked about how the Russians went into Crimea, they wanted to go there because all of the big timers in Russia wanted to go to the beach. It's like Southern California. Crimea beach, like.
But also, it's where they get all of their goods and stuff that are brought into Ukraine, so it's got double value.
Yeah, it's a big port. Mm-hmm. So this is the story of the Crimean Bridge. It's also called the Kerch Bridge. It's actually two bridges and a road that connects the peninsula in Crimea to the mainland, that is Mother Russia. It's 11 miles long. Actually, they're the longest bridges in Europe and the longest bridges Russia ever built. When they invaded Crimea in 2014 to annex this part of Ukraine, this, by the way, we, the United States, and most of the Western powers still say that Ukrainian sovereignty holds, but the Russians laugh at that, and what they've done basically is an up yours to not only Ukrainians, but everybody else who said, well, you guys really don't own that, and they say, prove it, in essence, because they built a bridge, and now all of the big-timers from Russia, they drive over the bridge to get to Crimea. And so now the Ukrainians, are they going to try to blow it up? I guess that's what they're trying to do, right? They want to. There've been some attempts to do it already, some explosions the past couple of weeks there.
The Ukraine says that that bridge has to come down one way or another.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I think is funny is that we don't get any, and not funny, haha, but ironic, is that we don't get any images of the front lines of this war still today.
Why do you think that is?
I have no idea, but with all of the cameras, cell phone, journalists, whatever, mm-hmm. we don't have any frontline fighting. It's very strange.
So, but what could be the reasons? And let's speculate for a moment on the reasons that we are. Now that you mention it, I haven't really thought about it, but you're right. Remember when we went into Iraq, the television screens were filled with all those images for days and days and days. Not that we're the ones who are at war here, but there certainly whenever there has been a war involving other countries, the folks at CNN have been all over it.
You can see it. And for some reason, we can't see this war.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what is so weird about it, because we're spending a lot of money on a war that we can't see. And it's and it's bizarre. And I don't think we're getting a good accounting of where our money goes.
Well, that's it.
Know.
Maybe is there sort of this business, the military-industrial complex? You must have talked about this on your program in KRLA, the idea of... Where's our stuff going?
Yeah.
Well, there's a black market over there. There are a lot of people who are now speculating.
Everybody wants to see Russia lose. I mean, I'm not switching sides here.
Yep,
but I also can acknowledge that at the same time that I'd like Ukraine to beat Russia, that Ukraine also has a lot of corruption in it. And so where is the money going? Do we get an accounting of that? And how much more? I mean, how much more is sustainable for our country when we're seeing the inflation and recession that's already looming around us? It's a lot to process when we don't even get images of a war or even the stuff we're paying for getting used.
So there's a poll that was done by the International Republican Institute, never heard of them before, finding 64% of Ukrainians think as a result of this war, their country will restore the borders, including Crimea, that existed in 1991, which was pretty much the time when the USSR, by that time the USSR had been pretty much completely, it happened under Mikhail Gorbachev, right? The end of the USSR, which was kind of...
Gorbachev? Tear down
that wall, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was Reagan who got all of that stuff started. At least in my mind, my perception of it was that it was Reagan who got that started. Yep. All right, number five on the list is all of the crime. I mean, what else can we say about that? This week there are more instances. Every week there's a bang, bang, shoot 'em up. Every Monday, remember when you were on the Good Day program, Jen, Monday mornings, Monday mayhem, and that hasn't changed much, Jay.
I know.
And I, on Mondays, talk about all
How
of this.
How many people died in Chicago?
Yeah.
Weekend. Yeah, what's going on?
Right. And nothing changes. That's the thing. Nothing changes. There's got to be some, this is going to lead to some catastrophic consequences of this, it seems to me, are just as long as your arm. We can't keep telling these stories and allowing this stuff, and people say, well, it's only because the news media is focusing on it. These things have been going on for years.
It's every week in Los Angeles, and it's getting worse. There's no punishment. No punishment for criminals.
Yeah, yeah. You have those great leaders there in L.A. We have the... we'll talk about that later in the L.A. moment here on the countdown. Meanwhile, we'll pause for a few moments. Social media comments coming up next here at 21 after the hour.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways. and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Where would Paxlovid be more successful than not?
Well, Paxlovid works by inhibiting viral replication. So it has to be used early as the virus is dividing. If it already has divided and gotten throughout your body, it's too late to use Paxlovid. You inhibit viral replication, but you didn't get enough of it and it starts replicating again when you stop taking it.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 23 after the hour here on the overview, the talk radio review, the countdown, the charts, the subject matter. We always are asking questions on our social media, and soon if we get our act together, we'll actually get that phone line to work. Meanwhile, you can connect to us on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and Twitter, Good Day On Air. So the question, is there anybody who could run for president that almost everyone would like?
Nope.
That's a great credit.
Big question.
And Jennifer just said, nope.
Nope.
Nope. All right. So what are our listeners saying, Jay, to that question?
Donna Ray agrees with Jen, saying absolutely not. Impossible to please everyone, as people are so different in this world today. You have Donna Alou, who says former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, maybe. He always stood strong, but was very amicable.
What do you think about that suggestion, Jennifer?
I love Scott Walker. I liked him before Trump came down the escalator, but I dumped him like yesterday's garbage.
Nice.
But, the problem is that Scott Walker is known for taking on the union, so I don't know how much they would like him if he ran for president.
Mm-hmm.
I would like him.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they would like him.
Right. All right, who else do we have here in the spotlight?
Daniel Erskine says that he would vote for Trump if he runs, DeSantis if Trump doesn't run, assuming DeSantis does run. One person who has impressed him is Tulsi Gabbard. And we actually had a few direct messages of people who said Tulsi Gabbard as well.
Yeah.
Daniel continues that she is a soldier representative who cares about our country and her constituents.
What about anybody who has said, I'll vote for Liz Cheney?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
There haven't.
Uh-huh. I'd vote for her.
No, you only vote for her because you think she's cute, which is still really weird.
No, I'd vote for her because she wants to keep Trump from being president, and I think that's an admirable, that's a worthwhile challenge, shall we say. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Look at all of the Republicans in GOP who have been winning, and they've been, 90-something percent?
Just supported by Trump.
Back.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That sounds
I'm not in the majority. By any stretch of imagination, I've never spent my life in the majority. So why should I start now? Right?
Well, I just think the number has got, his approval has actually even gone up. And
Jennifer, he's being, look at the yeah, trash mob that's following him. All of the indictments. Oh, his guy yeah. who yesterday got, what, he said that somebody, one of his accountants, said that they cooked the books or something.
Yeah.
I'm trying to paraphrase.
They didn't cook the books. They took gifts that they didn't acknowledge or something.
Ah.
How many accountants have done that? How many people have done that? How many corporations
right.
have done that?
Doesn't
of course,
it right.
doesn't make it right. But they're going after him because he's associated with Trump, not because of the real severity of the crime. But that being said, after the FBI raid, I'm not making this up. His approval numbers have gone up.
Oh, I know they have. Absolutely.
People are coalescing behind him because of the FBI.
Right. The Democrats did the same thing with this stupid move as the Republicans did with Roe v. Wade. They shot themselves in the foot. Trump even said it's going to hurt our party. And now the Democrats have helped the Republicans with this nonsense. It's just back and forth and up and down. Meanwhile, who's the most qualified person to run for president? I see Ted Cruz made the list here. Jim Jordan. I'm forgetting Jim
Jordan. A couple
Jordan.
TV hosts. Mike Rowe and Harris Faulkner.
Yeah, Mike Rowe for president. There you go. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Massive storm slammed Europe, taking the lives of at least 13 people in Italy, Austria, and France on Thursday. Storm-related deaths were also reported in Italy, Austria, and on the French island of Corsica. The Florida judge who approved the search warrant for President Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence gave the U.S. Department of Justice until next Thursday to file a redacted version of the affidavit related to the search. That means Attorney General Merrick Garland will have the ability to hide the probable cause portion of the warrant, citing it could affect his case. Trump attorney Christina Bob after Thursday's hearing.
Judge Reinhart gave us some clues to that today by telling us, for example, that at this juncture he is not inclined to keep the entirety of the search warrant application and its affidavit under seal, meaning that he understands that the public is going to likely be entitled to some parts of this.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After basketball player LeBron James landed nearly $100 million for the next 2 years to play the sport, a sport that embraces China with all their money, another basketball player called out China for their acceptance of slavery and is no longer in basketball. And his freedom from Turkey officially obtained United States citizenship after playing basketball in America for 12 years. He was on Newsmax after Freedom received Hardwire Global's signature humanitarian award.
And it was a beautiful moment. I made some really cool friends, actually. And it was that for me had so much fun. So it was I was honored.
Tina Ramirez is the founder and president of Hardwired Global.
No one exemplifies that more than Ennis. I mean, just as you shared earlier, from his stance against Turkey and the impact on his own family, losing his ability to even see his family again in Turkey because of his stance standing up against the government and their dictatorial rule in Turkey, but also then in China. I mean, people are literally having their organs harvested in China.
The Uyghurs are the largest minority ethnic group in China's northwestern province. China has been accused of committing crimes against humanity and genocide against the Uyghur population. A newly discovered impact crater 5 miles in diameter below the seafloor in the North Atlantic suggests more than one asteroid may have hit Earth during the time when the dinosaurs went extinct. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stephen's Good Day Show.
A grandmother gets weekly visits from a chatty owl.
Ooh. Ooh.
You know, it actually talks to her, and occasionally it tries to sit on her lap.
Yeah.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 34 after the hour now on the what really is the Doug Stephan Good Day program, but we set aside an hour of our discussion each week so that we can have a comparative piece to go with the official countdown show. And so here Jennifer Horn joins us from KRLA in Los Angeles. Jay Kirshner is here from the Good Day program. I'm Doug Stephan, focusing now on number three. With the economy doing what it's doing, I thought it was interesting this week, even with the lower than expected numbers of unemployment, inflation pressure still is strong, and it comes from the jump mostly in the food index. Listen to this, ladies. The 12-month increase to 11%, the fastest pace since 1979. Remember the oil? No, you don't. Well, I keep saying that to you guys. You don't remember the oil crisis of 1979 when Jimmy Carter was president. That's why he lost to Ronald Reagan, because of what happened with the price of oil and what it did, what the energy index did, the electricity prices did. Now, electricity this year is up 15% from last year. The overall energy index has gone up 32%. That's with the price of oil, gasoline, the things that are petroleum-based, and then other things like electricity, most of which is generated by fossil fuels. Used vehicle prices up a point since last month. Let's see here. Transportation services and airline prices are now steady for the past month, but they're up 8% from last year. Let's see, what else is there in here? Dow Jones Industrial Average kind of moved around a little bit to the positive. The cost of gasoline now is going down. You can see it. If you're paying, and I say this, I'll take my friends in California out of this equation, but if you're paying more than $4 a gallon for gas, you're getting jobbed. You're getting gouged.
You're getting jobbed in California paying $5.50. So.
Right. Well, a lot of that, that's, you're getting jobbed by the state with all of the taxes. But I'm talking about what the barrel of oil price is down to $65.70. A couple of days this week, it was $80. But it's way off the, at the height of the problem is $112, I think, $112 for a barrel. And that's when the price has shot up to over $4. So anyway, the gas prices in July went down at the pump, an average of, it depends on where you are, of 44 cents, some places 75 cents. But still, the price of fuel is 11% more this year than it was last year. But even though it's gone down, it was at one point in time, what, was it 18% higher or 20% higher? So anyway, the point here is that the numbers are all over the place. But the key here, house starts is high, but people can't borrow money as easily to buy a house. So the rental, what's being built are lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of apartments. In the town where I live, 800 new approvals for apartments issued in the last month. What's it like? What are they doing for building in California, Jen?
Oh, there's a ton of apartments, and nobody can afford to buy a house.
Right.
I mean, you've got houses that, you know, so funny, it seems so elusive. You hear Joe Biden talking about how he's not going to tax anybody in the middle class. He's only going to tax millionaires. Well, that seems like a lot of money, but if you own a house in California right now, you're a so-called millionaire, even though it sure doesn't feel like it.
Yeah.
Because houses, to buy anything, it's about $1 million, at least in Los Angeles. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, number two.
It's so overinflated, the house.
Number two and number one are kind of related. Two is all about the FBI raid and the Trump legal issues. And one is Trump and who he's supporting and Liz Cheney losing in her primary election. Eric Trump has said the Republican Party, as of last Tuesday, is now the Trump Party. Eric, which one is that lives in Florida? Eric doesn't live in Florida.
Don Jr. lives in Florida.
Don is.
Eric is the blonde one.
Friend of mine is in Admiral's Cove in Jupiter, and what's-her-face, Guilfoyle, is in the place where she goes for dinner. She's in there every night doing whatever. Everybody wants to talk to her because they think through her they can get to Trump. Maybe they can. Anyway, let's see here. The situation with the vote this past week. What happened to Sarah Palin? I never really heard the end.
She won.
Of that.
Yeah, she won.
Win.
Yeah,
okay.
She moved ahead. They did something new in Alaska this time that it's hard to understand, but they did the ranked primary system.
Right.
She is moving on to the general election.
All right, so she'll win. What is it, 60% of the people that were supported by Trump won? In primaries
90,
this week?
90,
no,
well, I don't know about this
something.
Week. He's at 92%.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so it's just, but why? What is there about, I ask this, trying to be as objective as possible. What is there about Trump that so makes people adore him?
Because he's
not a politician. Of course he is.
First of all, he's not part of the swamp. It's not necessarily a politician.
He said he was going to get rid of the swamp, and then he had people in there like, what's his face, who was the ag secretary.
I think he opened up the people's eyes just how deep that swamp really is.
Yes,
in Washington,
agreed.
D.C.
Yep.
I think he's also not afraid to speak out, and he speaks his mind, and he doesn't.
Why does he have to be
worry?
So rude? Though that's
I don't
what
know. How
ask.
Do you think he's rude? I always wonder about this because I think what people think is rude is how the media like twists
now,
around things.
Watch, get some of the old video of some of the debates. There's no reason for the rudeness, the crudeness. I don't. That's the unpresidential part of
have,
this.
I would rather have someone who's, quote, unpresidential or rude, who's actually doing a good job for the American people. I mean, are things today better for you than they were 2 years ago?
Are you asking me?
Yes, I'm asking
no.
you.
Not
right.
at all.
And
no.
I'm telling you right now that most
and they weren't
people
after Trump either.
Sentiments.
Yeah, it was the last time I could answer yes to that question. Now that you bring it up, I would say that I was better off when Ronald Reagan was president and Bill Clinton was president. From that point on, no, I would say. And when Obama was president, it was a disaster. When George Bush was president, it was a disaster for me and this business that I'm in. It was a disaster, and never, ever has recovered. So, and it's so anyway. That's just an individual overview. Anyway, the shots at Rhino Republicans, because I'm a, I guess I would consider myself, and you would too, Jennifer and Jay, a Rhino Republican in name only.
I'm not a Republican.
No, I am. If I were still a Republican, I would be a Rhino, but I'm not a Republican anymore because.
But that means Republican in name only. So
yeah,
that's
what they say. How dare you tell me that I'm not a good Republican because I don't like Trump?
It's not about not liking Trump. The term rhino is used for people who go to Washington, D.C. in Congress, particularly, who promise their constituents that they're going to operate in a conservative manner, and then they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
What is the definition of conservative, though? That you can have a heyday or a picnic.
Oh, I talk about not spending money. I mean, look at some of the Republicans that come along on some of these spending bills and things. I mean, I think in those respects, rhino is an appropriate term. I think it gets overused a lot because people just like saying rhino. But
yeah, they don't know what it really means.
In its true form, I think.
But see, I'm a true conservative when it comes to that stuff. That's what it means to be a conservative, is to stop wasting the money that we are paying to run this government. It's outrageous. The waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse in every single department. And nobody's curbing it. Trump didn't curb it. Maybe he tried to, but he didn't. And others who said they were going to didn't. And Biden doesn't even say he's going to because he doesn't. He's not interested. Let's spend some more money. Spend. All right, enough. I'm getting on my high horse. I want to talk about Liz Cheney in a moment because she is in the number one position on the countdown and in our focus here on the Talk Radio Review. It's 43 past the hour.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm such a screw-up.
What? House? Why would you talk like that?
How are you even with a house without a walk-in closet?
Stop. You have more than enough storage.
Oh, yeah. And the unfinished basement. Gross.
We'll finish it eventually. Together.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care. Here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working on fight.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Before we leave number two, I thought it would be important for a moment to talk about the former chief financial officer of the Trump Organization who pled guilty this week to multiple charges of tax fraud stemming from his time with the company. So people are going to automatically assess Trump himself for this problem, and you can say he didn't know what was going on. I think the boss, no matter how you look at any other thing that's going on with Trump, the boss is the boss. And in this circumstance, whether he really did know what was going on or he didn't, he can't claim not having responsibility because it's his company. It's got his name on it. So I don't know where all of that goes. Is that going to be part of what keeps Trump from being elected the next president? He's not charged personally in the case at all.
So I don't know that can stop him from running.
No, I mean, it can't.
You know, it can allow people to decide whether or not they want to vote for him, certainly, but
right.
It doesn't disqualify somebody. And I also think it's really important to note, I just had Paul Manafort on my local program, and say what you will about Paul Manafort, and I say the opinion is still out on him, but when you hear his story about how he was treated when he was in prison, it's very clear that something's going on within our government and people who find themselves associated to Donald Trump. And
absolutely. I wouldn't argue that at all. Nope,
this guy, I mean,
that.
Paul Manafort, again, say what you will about him. He was put in solitary for months, so much so he became diabetic and ended up wheelchair ridden after his treatment in prison. And for what? Why would they do that to him and not everybody else? I just don't.
So let me ask you this, Jennifer, to move to the judge this week. Supposedly they're thinking about releasing some of the sealed material.
They should.
That came from Trump's, from the Mar-a-Lago residence. I'd like to know what's in there. What are we talking about here?
Well, why not? I mean, if you have a clear reason and there was a clear threat to go into his home and get whatever you were looking for and pull it out, let's have some transparency. Trump wants it. He's not asking for protection. He says unredacted. He wants the documents. And I think what you'll see are probably documents that will be released to try to look like they're transparent, but they'll be heavily redacted. And you won't be able to get anything from them.
Number one, Liz Cheney says she'll make a decision in the next month or so about running for president. She says, I'll be doing whatever it takes to keep Trump from being in the Oval Office again. So she didn't win.
You know what happens
Wyoming.
When you lose a congressional race in Wyoming? You're clearly the front runner to win for the presidency.
Well, I bet you know, there are a lot of people who have come from nowhere to look at Bill Clinton. Literally came from nowhere. He was governor of Georgia, but who knew that?
She won for governor. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, Liz Cheney
got
shellacked.
But she won three times before. She's been there for three terms. Then she won handily each one of those times before she came out. This must have been, I mean, she's not suicidal.
She must
have thought about what the ramifications are going to be for her position.
Oh, no, I think she's absolutely delusional. I think she thinks that she's going to make a lot of money writing a book, and she might. She's going to make a lot of money going.
How do you know that,
Jennifer?
It's all speculation. You haven't talked to her. You don't know.
No, but I think. Look, you asked me.
Yeah.
You asked me a question. I'm telling you what I think.
I did ask you a question. That's true. Yeah.
So this is my answer about what I think. And then I think that maybe she doesn't think she can be president, but that she'd run as a third party candidate and try to be a spoiler for Trump. But the people who have spoiled for Republican candidates in the past have had a cult following. Think of like Ross Perot, or even a Ron Paul has some sort of cult following. And I just don't know that Liz Cheney has that. Democrats say they like her, but they're not going to vote for her over Bernie Sanders or AOC. And Republicans
are. Yeah, they are. Those people are being marginalized like you wouldn't believe by the mainstream Democrats. That's another story we don't have time to talk about. But those people are being marginalized like big time now, as it seems. All right, ladies, thank you for being here. It's 10 before the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
That's the spaceship taking off with Nick Miles on board, moving his butt from one place to another quickly for all the car things that are going on in the country. This week he's in Pebble Beach, and we've got the report, the exclusive inside report from Nick Miles, who is at RR. But wait a minute, what's the story with this white suit? I'm looking at a picture of you in a white suit. What in the world is that?
I just thought, you know, all the kids were wearing white suits when they did their TikTok, so I'd try it out. Well, it just comes to happen that, you know, when you're a little heavier than you should be, white isn't your color. So I'm going back to black.
Right. I know that's what people say. If you are a little heavy, put the black on. Nobody will notice. There you go.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
We want to see what Nick looks like in white. Go to rautoexpert.com. Okay. Let's get to what's happening in Pebble Beach. You've seen the new Ford Mustang for, what is this, the seventh generation? I don't think they look like Mustangs anymore. And electric Mustangs? Come on.
Well, so first of all, the picture there is a rendering of somebody's idea of what it should look like. It will actually come out at the Detroit show. The buzz is about the Mustang, and here's the good thing. This new Mustang that comes out in later in the year, you will be glad to know, will be a true two-door sports car, all-gas Mustang. So the electric Mustang is the SUV marquee. It remains this little pinnacle on its own. The Mustang that comes out later this year, the seventh generation, remains the Doug Stephan, greasy, oily, big horsepower, V8, gotta love it, all-American, true Mustang. So,
but you know, the original Mustang, though, if you go back, you're not as old as I am, but I remember the first Mustang. Matter of fact, my friend Bob Kay had the first Mustang I ever rode in when we first became friends in the late 60s. It was this little kind of dinky car. It had an interesting shape to it. It had a little six-cylinder engine in it, and it moved, but it just barely moved. It wasn't a powerhouse by any stretch of the imagination. That was the original Mustang.
Yeah. And they had to have certain things. They had a rear wheel drive, and they had to have a long hood and two doors, and to be a pony car. Interestingly enough, some of those old V8s, I was looking at some here at Pebble Beach, they only put out 90 horsepower, the first V8. Now I think, you can get V8 that puts out 600 horsepower. It's just kind of funny.
Right.
You just said
something that makes me think back to the Ford days. You just said the pony cars, like they had the Pinto, which was a real piece of crap. I'm trying to think of some of the other names that they used from horses or that were horse related. What other car names did they have?
Bronco was a
Bronco. That's right. Yeah,
yeah.
Of course,
that seems to have worked out okay for them.
Yeah, very well for them. Yeah,
yeah.
Anyway, I interrupted you. Excuse me. What were you saying?
That's right. So there's a lot of excitement. And I asked yesterday, I sat down for dinner with the head of PR for Ford, and I said, listen, what's the whole deal? You're all about electric and this sort of thing, and now you come out with a gas Mustang. And they said, listen, gas is for us, for Ford especially, we have the power of choice. You should be able to choose what you want. We're not limiting anybody to anything. That's why the F-150 comes in gas, diesel, hybrid, and electric.
Yeah.
So...
So while we're talking about Fords, what's going on with the Lincoln? You don't see that many Lincoln dealerships. I thought they were going to convert, or they were going to add Lincolns to most Ford dealerships, so that it was back to Ford Lincoln, which was a great brand at one point in time. My father, when he sort of came of age, started in 1965 buying Lincolns, and then for the rest of his life, he never had anything but a Lincoln.
Right. So Lincoln, obviously the luxury brand of Ford, is going through a rebirth, and they just released this L100, which is a throwback to the 1922 L100, which is their car of the future. It has this graphic floor, which is basically like a TV screen that you walk on. Not sure that's, and it's a concept car, I should mention that. And then it opens up like a flower. It's the longest car they've ever made. And when it opens up, the doors are pretty much the whole length of the body. The roof from the tail to the very front of the car is glass, so you're not sure where the rear glass, the roof, the windshield, and the hood start and finish. It's an interesting idea, but said they've seen urinals that look better, which I thought was a very harsh way.
That is pretty harsh. All right, well, following that, as we do all the automotive news, Nick Miles here with us, ourautoexpert.com, on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.